This is Jack Scallions. Would you join me for just a few moments from my heart to yours? Edward J. Smith was born January 27, 1850. He died April the 15th, 1912. Few today would know his name, but in those first years of the last century, he enjoyed great notoriety and a commanding influence. In his life, thousands were affected by his decisions. I'd not be overstating the matter that he held the future dreams and even the life of others in his hands. Has it ever occurred to you that you are responsible before God for other people? If there is a dereliction in our God-given duties, without doubt, others will suffer. Paul in Romans chapter 14, verse 7 declared, "None of us liveth to himself." He also reminded the members of the Corinthian church that when one member of the body suffers, all the members suffer. With that in mind, we dare not in word or deed depart from God's chartered course. The stakes are just too high. Countless times in my 55 years of ministry, I've been asked, "Aren't you Pastor Scallions?" Always humbling and always a bit scary. To think that each day I walk before men representing the Savior. I'm a book that is being read. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Be ye followers of me as I am of God." It's an awesome responsibility, so much so that our will must be swallowed up in His will, so that the words, the decisions, and the actions of our lives line up with His word and His will. The poet said it like this: "You're writing a gospel, a chapter each day. By the deeds you do, by the words you say, men read what you write, whether faithless or true. So what is the gospel according to you?" I read of a grand patriotic parade in honor of our GIs going off to war. There were marching bands and flags flying and smartly uniformed troops marching in perfect cadence. Sidewalks were lined with cheering spectators. At the very end of the parade, a lone little grandmother dressed in red, white, and blue marched briskly waving a big American flag. Some bystanders laughed and pointed. Someone yelled from the sidewalk, "Hey, Grandma, what do you think you're doing? You have to know you're far too old to enter the fight." "I know that," she snapped back. "I'm just marching today to make sure that everyone knows whose side I'm on." It is necessary in a muddled-up world turned upside down by a society that calls evil good and good evil for all believers to consistently and constantly leave no doubt where we stand. To forget to do so can leave a soiled testimony and provide opportunities for others to reject our message. It's always been my practice to strive in actions and associations and even in my attire to present myself as a child of the King, often enduring kidding that I even mowed my yard in a suit and tie. I have believed that when people see me, they don't just see me, but they see the Fairview Baptist Church and the Savior I represent. You say, "Pastor, that's just plain silly." We all have our rights and can choose our dress, our associations, and behavioral standards. That's not so. We gave up our rights the moment we said yes to the one who said yes to the cross. One Saturday afternoon, when I was mowing my yard, I ran out of gas. I had on an old pair of ripped jeans and some ragged tennis shoes and a t-shirt with so many holes in it, it was difficult to tell which one to put my arms in. In haste, I donned an old cap, grabbed a gas can, and headed to the local jiffy, thinking no one would see me. I began filling the can, staying as hidden as possible, when a van filled with young people on an outing pulled up in the parking lot. Heads popped out of the windows and arms waved wildly, and in unison voices rang out, drawing the attention of everyone in the parking lot. "That's my preacher," they said. I had certainly done nothing wrong and enjoyed the chorus of recognition from our young people. The point is, a believer, and especially a leader, is always under scrutiny. We walk a fine line. true, Paul stated, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake. This statement, in no sense of the word, implies compromise. We all have, through our influence, the capacity in this life to help somebody or to hurt somebody. The key is never to do harm while attempting to do good. An old man was asked one day what event in his past did he most regret. He stated, "I think there's a few, but one in particular. With a group of other lads one day walking in the country, we came to the forks in the road. As a prank, we twisted the road sign in the ground and changed its direction." He said, "I've often wondered and regretted how many people came by later on, and in my careless action that day, I sent them down the wrong road." Some time back, I received a 2-page, single-space, typewritten letter from a young man I had taught for 1 year when I decided for 1 year to leave my adult class and teach class of junior boys. This young man is now middle-aged with several children and a budding career. He wrote about the truths learned that year as a junior boy, but the sentences that caught my eye and caused me deep reflection were these. He stated, "Beyond what you taught me was the example you gave outside the pulpit. You were a good role model and a consistent example for me to follow." That made me again keenly aware that we are responsible for others. The man I mentioned at the beginning of today's podcast, Edward J. Smith, started his day like any other with a checklist. As the day closed, he ate his supper, and after spending some time with friends, listened to the weather report and went to bed for the evening, only to be awakened in the early hours of the morning with a loud knock at his door and a loud voice crying out, "Captain, Captain, the ship is in trouble." There were 2,240 people in his charge that night of April 15, 1912. Although he was never charged for fraudulent leadership, he had to have been aware that the ship was traveling at excessive speed in dangerous waters. The thought had to have gripped him in that next fateful few hours that he was the captain and the one responsible for every man, woman, and child on board the Titanic that night. As it went down in the icy waters of the Atlantic with only 700 survivors, yes, we are responsible for others before God, and others will be impacted either negatively or positively by our actions or inactions. Be sure your influence draws men to safety found in Christ. This is Jack Scallions. I want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity today to share just a few moments from my heart to yours.